We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's 2:42. Fans of the rock band Phish have a lot to celebrate right now. 5 years ago, the jam band broke up after more than two decades. Now Phish is back together and back on the road playing sold-out shows across the country. Phish is one of the rock's most popular touring bands ever, with some of music's most zealous fans, called Fishheads. Next week, Phish releases its first studio album in 5 years called simply Joy. The band's singer and lead guitarist, Trey Anastasio, and keyboard player, Paige McConnell, sat down with Ari Shapiro of NPR to talk about the reunion. Anastasio says it all began on his birthday with a gift from Phish lyricist Tom Marshall. Those words became the first song on the album. A couple of days later, his three bandmates showed up with a gift of their own.
An album that they had made for me that was songs that I could overdub onto, but more importantly, it came in this amazing package that was a triangle that opened up, and inside of it was an actual album with album cover art, and they had done a photo for the cover, and it was unbelievable and very, very, very moving.
Paige, it almost sounds like you and the other bandmates were trying to court Trey, almost the way you would court a love interest to get him back into your life.
It's much more complicated than that, I think, because Trey and I had been talking on the phone quite a bit just about our history and our relationship, and that sort of happened over the course of 2 years leading up to that, maybe. It was just a gift. There were no strings attached.
You decide what it contains, how long it goes, if it remains. The only rule is it begins. Happy, happy, still my friend.
When we did our last show before we stopped, it was in Coventry. And there were 3,500 people on the backstage guest list.
This is Coventry, Vermont, right?
Yes.
3,500 people on the backstage.
There were more people backstage than a lot of bands have at their in the audience.
And the audience itself, from what I understand, it was tens of thousands of people in mud up to their knees.
Right,
there was flooding.
Right.
It was, I mean, kind of an epic event.
It was an epic event, and it was a little sad. And the point that I'm making is that it's tiring when all your friends are there. It's fun, but it became very unhealthy. Today, that's all gone.
And so now you have this new album. And listening to it, a lot of the songs do seem to look back. Let's listen to one of them. This is the last track on the album, 20 Years Later.
I can hold my breath for a minute or so. 5 days without food is as long as I'll go. I didn't sleep once for 4 days and three nights. I once didn't stop for seven red lights. I jumped into water.
There seems to be kind of a wistfulness in this. Like, it sounds like you're saying I made mistakes, but those mistakes kind of made me who I am.
That sounds pretty accurate.
20 years later, I'm still upside
and
down.
It's a small world, and it's turning real fast.
Upside down.
It's a new day, and the morning has passed.
I've heard many of your fans say that you really can't experience Phish until you've seen the band live. And I'm sure many people listening to this haven't seen you live and may buy the album but may never see you live. What do you say to the fans who say, look, you really don't know this band until you've attended a concert?
This is Trey talking. I have to agree with that statement.
Really?
Not that I'm not trying to, you know, promote
not
a record
that people
that,
shouldn't buy
that
the
we
album,
love,
but
absolutely, I love the record.
It's interesting because when we're in the studio making a record, I already know that most of the fans aren't going to really think that much of it. I don't necessarily have to worry that I'm going to please them, because what they want is the live show. They don't really want this album. So many previous albums we've released have come out, and the hardcore fan base doesn't really embrace it.
Because Fish is so good at playing live, they recorded most of the songs on this album live, some in just one take. One notable exception is the song Time Turns Elastic, clocking in at 13 minutes.
In and out of focus, time turns elastic.
Trey, tell me a little bit about the origins of this song and how it's different from the other tracks on the album.
Well, this was written at first as a full orchestral piece for guitar and orchestra, and interestingly, it's going to be performed
with the New York Philharmonic.
With the New York Philharmonic on September 12th. When we got to the studio, our producer said it wouldn't be a Fish album without one of those big epic Fish tunes, and we arranged it with the four of us bit by bit as a Fish tune. We had to kind of go
through something like
260
takes from what I've read.
That's what I hear. And we liked number 217.
Now that the leaves have turned to gold, the moments all glow, frozen and free from time, and out here on my own.
So you guys played together virtually nonstop for 20 years. You took 5 years off. Now you're back together with a new album. What happens next? You just keep going till you're 85?
What we have is a second chance here to do this, and it was so successful for those first 22 years or so, and then it went away, and if it hadn't come back, that would have been a lot. But then to be able to come back and have a second chance at it and to tweak some of the things that weren't exactly right.
We're aware of how rare it is for a band after 27 years to have all the original members,
yeah,
and to be still playing together. It's a very, very precious thing.
Fish singer and lead guitarist Trey Anastasio and keyboard player Paige McConnell spoke with Ari Shapiro. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. 4-H has been around since the start of the 20th century. It's grown now to a community of 6 million in the U.S. and abroad. According to the website 4-H.org, the seed of the 4-H idea of practical and hands-on learning came from the desire to make public school education more connected to country life. Well, today 4-H serves youth, rural and urban, and from all manner of socioeconomic background. There are 60 million alumni. Jamie Kleiss is the Health and Wellness Coordinator for University of Illinois Extension, Champaign County, and she joins me this afternoon on the phone to tell us about the launch of a 4-H Legacy Club in Champaign County. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
So what is the mission of 4-H in the 21st century?
Hands-on learning, the same thing it's been since it started, you know, the foundings of the 1890s. Really, that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, how have 4-H projects then changed over time?
Oh, they've definitely changed, even from, you know, when you and I were talking, which I should say we were both 4-H alumni, so that's pretty exciting. I was in 11 years in Philo. But, you know, when it first started, boys had information on getting higher yields, and how that turned into is then they had contests to see who could grow the best crops. And so it became, you know, first it started just locally, and then, of course, as they went on to the state fair. Girls had canning clubs or food preservation clubs, and actually my boss was just telling me that she's seen pictures where the women or the girls had tomatoes on their heads that they had sowed. And some of the projects now, which we're trying to get, you know, alumni to come see how 4-H has changed, is we have wind energy, robotics, we have a new cooking series, lots of different things that things have changed throughout the years.
Yeah. I remember my time in 4-H very fondly. I had a great time. So it's a great organization.
It is, and you know we're still going strong here. We have 330 members in Champaign County alone.
So now, what are the goals for Champaign County's Legacy Club, 4-H Legacy Club?
We are looking for past 4-H members or even friends of 4-H. You know, my mom was not actually in 4-H, but she's been a leader for almost 30 years now. So someone like that to become part of our club. We are looking for them to kind of keep an update on what's going on in 4-H volunteer time, even if it's just a little bit or a lot. We're always looking for adult leaders, but also organizational or assistant leaders, project leaders. So maybe you have an you know, special interest in sewing and you'd come help maybe with a workshop or something like that.
Okay.
So really just to get them back in touch with the organization that shaped their life. to get back in touch with that.
Are 4-H legacy clubs common across the country?
You know, I asked that, and they're starting to sprout up more. This is just new to our county. So there are some. McLean County actually has one as well. So even if you were not a member here in Champaign County, but you live here now or you work here now, that's who we're looking for.
Okay. You're planning a kickoff event for next month, October 7th. When and where will that take place?
That's going to be here at our office on 801 North Country Fair Drive. And from 5 to 7, it's going to be kind of like an open house drop-in. We're planning on having some of the projects that went to State Fair with their ribbons to kind of see the wonderful quality of the youth learning today. We'll have some interactive exhibits for you to come and get your hands on some of the new projects, including the wind energy and robotics, just for people to come and kind of share some memories that, you know, through this, talking to different people, have had their memories throughout the years and kind of talk about the old days.
How do young people come to 4-H today?
Well, we go to school open houses, resource fairs. A lot of people just call our office because, you know, they were in 4-H and now they want their child involved. Things like that. So, you know, I'm starting a club out in Broadlands, and so I've put, you know, press releases in the paper, sent home things with schools. Find-out parties are a great way to learn all about it.
Okay. Is there a need for adult leaders today?
Oh, definitely. There always is. Like I said in there, you know, if you just even have a little bit of time to give, we have opportunities for that. We're having workshops come up in October, kind of like an all-day thing for kids out at Parkland. And we're always looking for people who have, you know, a special talent or even if you just want to volunteer your time, always.
Okay. So how do you get involved if that's something that interests you?
Yeah. Call our office, 333-7672, or you can visit our website, extension.uiuc.edu, and then /Champaign. And that'll get you to our website and the different people that work here in the areas that we do.
Okay. You want to recap the information on the Legacy Club kickoff for us?
Sure. It's October 7th. It's a Wednesday evening from 5 to 7. We encourage you, if you are interested in just joining kind of our database, you can get put on our quarterly newsletter. You can go to our website, and there's a link there to sign up. But there's also information there for the kickoff, again, October 7th, 5 to 7, here at the Extension office.
Okay. And you can also put into your browser Champaign County, Illinois Extension, and you'll get there.
Yep, it pops up.
Yeah, and there's some beautiful websites out there about 4-H, including the Illinois 4-H.
There is, and there's more information about there on what we do, what the expectations of leaders are, all the different things that are going on.
Okay. Jamie, thanks so much. Good to talk with you again.
Thank you.
Jamie Kleiss is the Health and Wellness Coordinator for University of Illinois Extension, Champaign County. She was with me this afternoon on the phone to talk about the launch of a 4-H Legacy Club in Champaign County.
Earth and Sky.
Friday, September 4th, 2009. All over the world tonight, a great big round moon rises in the east around sunset. Many people will call it by the name Harvest Moon.
But according to Sky Lore, the 2009 Harvest Moon will come in October. Every full moon has a name, but the name Harvest Moon is reserved for the full moon closest to the September equinox. This year's equinox will fall on September 22nd, and tonight's moon comes 18 days before the equinox.
Meanwhile, the full moon of October 4th will fall only 12 calendar days after the equinox. So the October full moon of 2009 will come closest to the equinox, and it'll carry the Harvest Moon designation.
The Harvest Moon is more than just a name. It's a description for the behavior of the moonrise. As seen by us in the Northern Hemisphere at this time of year, there's a shorter than usual time between moonrises around the time of these full moons.
In years when the September full moon is not called the Harvest Moon, it's often called the Fruit Moon. Still, many people will use the name Harvest Moon for the moon tonight, as well as the full moon of October the 4th. So watch the full moon shine tonight from dusk till dawn. For more about the moon, visit our website. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
WILL programs are made possible by Senior Odyssey at the U of I, seeking volunteers who are over 60 and work less than 15 hours per week for a study looking at the effect of mental stimulation on mental processes, located at Lincoln Square. More information is available at 265-6904.
Sunday afternoon at 5, join us for a live broadcast of Keepin' the Faith. Each week, host Steve Shoemaker and his guests explore issues of faith, spirituality, religion, and ethics. This week, Steve's guest is Father Tom Royer, and the topic is the local homeless. That's Keepin' the Faith, Sunday afternoon at 5, here on AM 580. It's 3 minutes before 3 o'clock. Coming up next here on the Information Advantage, the world from PRI. Ed Kieser's forecast for Illinois and Indiana this afternoon, north and central, mostly sunny, south, partly sunny with a few spotty showers and thunderstorms popping up. Highs ranging from 75 near Lake Michigan to 83 in the south. Tonight, north and central, clear to partly cloudy. Good chance we can see the harvest moon. In the south tonight, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers. Lows generally ranging from 50 in northeastern Indiana to 60 in the far south, with low 60s in some city centers. Tomorrow, north and central, mostly sunny. In the south, look for a mix of clouds and hazy sunshine with a few scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow ranging from 76 near Lake Michigan to 83 in the south. This afternoon in Champaign-Urbana, mostly sunny, the high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, the high 81. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, the low 58. And the outlook for Sunday.